If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, so people spent nearly $40 billion on this last year, and most of them regret it, too. And they just did a survey, and they found that people spent nearly $40 billion last year on drunk purchases.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so the number one drunk purchase that people made was food. That's not a shocker.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that at the end of the night. But they went on to like artwork, records, narcotics, DVDs and movies, even vacations, vehicles, a motorcycle. Someone who was surveyed bought a pet while they were intoxicated as well.
God. Good idea.
It was funny because I love to shop and I love to spend, but I may be like one of the few people who don't do online shopping when I'm drinking.
Do you have like some items that you may be on the fence on, and then like after a night of drinking, you say to yourself, "You know what? I'm just gonna get it because I've been thinking about it. Life's too short."
No, do you? Do you make these purchases? Because I know you're very frugal.
Yes,
right?
I am.
So you're not likely to make a purchase online on a Wednesday if you haven't thought about it for a while.
Not likely. I know I do spend a lot of money while drunk, but I don't remember what I buy.
You know,
I have to check my receipts the next morning. I'm like, oh man, did I really need to get this?
I spend my money on food like they've just invented it. That's what I, you know, it's usually at the end of the night, my friends and I are like, you know what? We need Wendy's. This night is not complete without a softie.
I do buy drinks. Like I bought, you know, I'm that person who at the end of the night, I look at my receipt and I'm like, oh, I really bought everybody in the bar, everything they were drinking that night.
That's
like,
why you're so popular.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm so quick to be like, yeah, this bottle's on me. I got this. And the next one, I'm like, what were you thinking?
It's funny how money has no object when you're intoxicated,
true,
right? The rest of the day, you're just counting your pennies.
You feel like a billionaire. Right. You're intoxicated. Yeah. I'm going to buy this bar a round of shots. Yeah.
And you only have $20.
Yeah.
So get your Visa statement. Oh, boy.
Drinks for everyone. Anyway, so if you do make drunk purchases, you're definitely not alone. I would really warn against buying pets while you're drinking, though. That is a horrible decision to make.
Especially exotic animals. Or, you know.
Exotic animals, absolutely. Yeah. The car, go for it. Stay away from the pets, okay? You might not want them once you sober up.
Hey, ladies.
First dates. First impressions.
Did it work or was it a disaster?
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy decide if you should
date him or dump him.
You know, dating these days can only be described as a jungle. It is scary out there. I should know. So we always try to help you out with date 'em or dump 'em. And this time we actually got a text at 92925 from Melissa.
Yeah, she says, hey, you three. That's us. I've been dating a guy for almost 5 months, and he's still not inviting me to his place. He always comes to mine. He's not asked to meet my friends or family, and no plans have been made from his part for me to meet his friends nor family. What does that say about me? Feels weird, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge red flag. It's been 5 months.
Massive.
The only thing I can think of is I dated this guy years ago in my really early 20s for only a few weeks. And we got to the point where I was kind of like going to his house, but I was like kind of embarrassed of my apartment compared to his. Like the elevator was like really weird. And when my friends came over, they'd be like, are we going to die in this elevator? And he lived in like such a nice loft. He was older than me and he just like seemed to have it all together.
Yeah.
So I really tried to do everything I could not to have him come over and see my building, my schedule. Building. So I'm like, maybe that could be the case. But I mean, they're 5 months in, not meeting any of their friends. You would have had that conversation by that point. At one point, you have to, right?
Yeah, I was in a similar situation. I was in my late teens, early 20s, and I was dating a girl, and I would never meet her friends or family. It was always, you know, I was always the one that had her over. And it turned out that her dad, who she lived with, was kind of an old school Italian guy, and he didn't want anybody that wasn't Italian dating his daughter. I'm not Italian.
Right.
And so she didn't want me to meet him. That was the way it went. And then we broke up about a week later.
Some people are really sensitive when it comes to like letting you into their home because it's a part of them. And they may be self-conscious about either the cleanliness or where they live, the neighborhood.
Okay, it's been 5 months. You have plenty of time to clean
a long time.
We don't know if there's, 5 months. You could be seeing someone like every day for 5 months, or you could be seeing someone like every 3 weeks for 5 months, which, I mean, we don't know. Like, we don't know the frequency of how often they've been seeing each other. And it takes time for people to open up, especially when they want to let you in their house. It's a big step for some people in a relationship.
I think when it comes to communication, because you mentioned it takes time, like when it comes to communication, it's a big red flag that maybe he doesn't know how to do it, you know?
Right.
So I think like the timing could be really off. Maybe he needs to like work on some things where he can get to a point where he's able to have these conversations and communicate openly in a relationship.
For sure. But from what I gather at the text, like everything else in the relationship is going well. Like when they're together, there's fireworks, like they...
you know, we're all saying, like, maybe it's his house, maybe he lives with his dad, maybe it's all of these things, but what about the fact that he may be just, like, keeping her as, like, a side chick, you know? He
like could a backup
be,
plan.
He could be in a completely other relationship. Yeah. What if he's married? You hear those horror stories, right, of people who are married and have families of their own and...
At this juncture, I would say give it sort of like a deadline at this point. Make it an ultimatum. Say like, okay, look, you know, if we're going to go any further, like we're going to have to, you know, rip the Band-Aid off.
You know what I've never done? Taking dating advice from Sam. That's what I've never done. Sam is
I am 5 years going strong, okay?
Roxanne, what do you think?
Dump him for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Why for sure?
Yeah, because she's totally the side chick. There's only one reason, and if he was embarrassed about anything... and at 5 months, he doesn't trust her to tell her at this point, then that means it's something bigger than that.
Yeah, and it's like either way, it's not good, you know? Either he's like married and has like a whole other life, either he's terrified to tell her, which is a big red flag when it comes to communication too, right?
Yeah, exactly. I say run. Like,
run away.
Run for your life.
You seem pretty sure of yourself, Roxanne. Has this ever happened to you or any of your friends?
Me, yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Oh, really? Was he married?
No, but had... he was in a relationship that I didn't know of. Yeah. Wow.
Been there.
Done that.
The worst part about it, too, is when you leave these situations, when that happens, you don't trust yourself for a little while afterward, don't you find? Because you're almost mad that you didn't spot it.
Yeah.
Well, because you think it's going so well, and then you're like, well, there's all these red flags, and I just ignore them because you want it to
That's
go well.
That's it. And, like, how did I trust and open up myself to someone who's clearly such a liar? Sorry, I'm getting emotional here. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling.
Of course, yeah. Okay, you're welcome. I love you guys.
We love you. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. This text says, let me explain my point of view. 5 months is not enough to start presenting family and friends or whatever. And if that's the only thing, if that's the only reason she'll dump him, then for sure he should dump her. I think 5 months, like, you should have been to their house.
It's almost half a year.
He's always at her house. It's not like they're not going to each other's houses, right?
If you're really doubting it, then take Kyle's advice on our text line. He goes, sis, follow him home on your next date. If you really want to know, right?
Oh, that'd be so good.
Tag his car.
Or have a friend do it, at least.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. I like the way you think, Kyle.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki's, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
So Amanda is walking in right now. So thank you for coming. First of all, please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here.
I'm Adam, and I co-created Uber Eats, and I'm one of Canada's youngest millionaires.
You no co-created. Way. Okay, first question. Are you single?
Am I single?
Asking for a friend?
Yes. I'm single. Yeah, hit me up.
How old are you?
26.
How many other co-creators are there?
So there are two others, my friend Jake and my friend Ben.
Who's the richest, or is it all the same?
I mean, we kind of all got the, like, whoever had the best lawyer, it was me.
So what came first, the Uber or the Eats? Like, did you
so
guys...
So Uber was already around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we were in an Uber. We were coming back from, like, a freshman party and, like, you know, off our rockers. And we were like, oh, man, like, Five Guys would be so good right now. So we, like, got the Uber to, like, go to Five Guys and pick us up. And we got back the next morning, like, dude, could you imagine if, like, people would, like, get Five Guys delivered to their dorms? Like, how freaking awesome would that be?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was like, okay, I wonder if there's a way we could get people to deliver this, because I don't want to leave my house again.
Are you saying Uber Eats originated here in Montreal?
No, so I went to MIT in Boston, and that's where we got it.
Oh,
oh, wow.
You live here in Montreal, though?
Yeah, I'm based here now.
How long has Uber Eats been around?
So freshman year, so that would have been, like, early 2014, and then we officially launched in August 2014.
A question I actually think about often when I see Uber cars and Uber Eats, are they drivers also? Do people drive Uber and they drive for Uber Eats?
So no, it's separate.
It's separate?
It's separate, yeah.
Do you think when people are delivering the food, they ever, like, take bites out of the food? Do you think that happens?
If they do, I hear about it, and then we have to...
You know, sometimes the boxes...
And then we have to give money back, and that's, like, my least favorite thing to do.
The boxes are not closed perfectly, and I'm like, he got hungry.
So you would have had to get permission from Uber to do this, right? Did you have to go to Uber headquarters and present your idea?
Mm. So yeah, so we knew we wanted to have, like, a service that you could, like, order food from, like, any kind of restaurant ever, and, like, especially stuff that, like, closed, like, later.
Mm-hmm.
So we had shopped it around to a bunch of different companies, and we really kind of wanted Uber because they already had that base. Finally, we got it, and we sold it for about $6 million.
What stopped Uber from, after you met with them, saying thank you very much and just launching it themselves?
Why
did they need you? No, but, like, what did you bring to the table that was so innovative at the time?
We knew that people would pay for a service if they didn't have to get up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the whole idea was. Like, people would pay a little bit more to get a service.
So okay. did you design the app? Like, I mean, like,
so what? No, we didn't design the app. We workshopped the app. We like developed what we wanted the app to do.
And then the relationships with all of the restaurants, I'm sure.
And Uber kind of already had that platform. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of molded and shaped it so that it would kind of fit.
Sorry,
the best
I should
them.
Be careful. I might be helping him if he's lying here, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. We're going to get him to sign a non-disclosure after
What's
this.
The first really expensive thing you bought since you're a 26-year-old millionaire?
Obviously a car.
A car? Right, yeah. What kind of car?
I got a Ferrari.
Oh. You do not have a Ferrari.
I know.
Stop it. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How long ago did you sell the company?
We sold it, I think, 2015, 2016.
Yeah. You sold it. What's the next plan? So what's
now
your goal?
I'm a consultant for Ubisoft now.
Oh, okay. Dude.
Hence why he's in Montreal.
Yeah. Oh,
are you making like pocket change compared to the millions that you
I made my millions. Now I'm just doing it for fun. Like I always wanted to do video games. And so
one thing that I would have negotiated if I were you, I don't know if you did this, was to include some sort of residual like Uber Eats for Life.
Oh, they offered that to me.
Oh, you didn't take it?
No, I did take it. Of course okay. I did. So you didn't have to negotiate it. They offered it. They're like, would you like free food for the rest of your life? I'm like, obviously.
Wow.
That's my idea.
That's like worth $6 million right there.
What a catch. I know. A Ferrari, free Uber Eats for life. We're getting so many texts right now at 92925.
You know, it's so split. This text kind of sums it up from Caroline. He's telling the truth or he's a really great liar. I just can't decide.
See, this one says terrible liar or he's trying to look like he's a liar.
This one kind of empathizes with him. He sounds so nice and genuine. I'll have my heart broken.
See, that's how I feel every week. It is. All right, let's start with our guesses. Sam, why don't you go first this week?
I'm biting my nails here. You're definitely convincing, no doubt about it. Maybe you do own a Ferrari, maybe you don't. Maybe you work for Ubisoft, maybe you don't.
Oh,
I'm gonna say you're lying. I think that Uber must have thought of this a long time ago, and I don't know why they would need three people to say, hey, you should just take your cars and deliver food. I mean, it just seems like such a simple idea. I'd like to believe you, but I just don't think it's plausible.
It's the simple things though that like you miss, right?
Yeah, I get that. Simple things that cost them $6 million. I don't know.
That's why people never have their ideas come to fruition. They just assume someone else has already got it, right?
Right, right. That's true.
Okay, that being said, it doesn't happen very often on this show, but I actually agree with Sam. And there's only one reason. I thought your story was flawless and I thought the idea was good. And I wouldn't have thought that Uber would have already thought of it. But you struggled when he asked you about years. And I think when someone becomes a millionaire, they're going to remember what year that happened. Or if they created a business, I think they're going to remember what year that happened. That was like the only flaw that I saw in the entire thing. And I'm really bad at this game, so I just have to go with my gut on that one and say that I think you're lying also.
And you know what? We're going to go 3 for 3 on this. I just can't convince myself that you're telling the truth. I'm looking at you and, you know, you've got some nice Ray-Bans. But you don't have an expensive watch. I'm not so convinced about your shoes. And what is a millionaire like you, a guy who invented Uber Eats, driving a Ferrari, wasting your time with people like us for?
I can't get by. I have time.
I've got money. I have time.
If you are telling the truth, I'm very jealous, but I'm going to say you're lying.
Okay, Adam, it is officially time for you to reveal.
I'm an actor. I'm penniless.
Yes! With no money.
Yes!
Oh, you fooled a lot of people on our text line at 92925. Wow.
You really had that story down. That was good.
You were good,
I researched, man.
Yeah, you did. You're a great actor.
You're going to be able to afford a Ferrari one day because you were a good actor.
What does MIT even stand for? Do you know?
It stands for the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Yes, right.
He did do his research.
He's smarter than Sam. We know that.
Uber Eats was developed in August 2014. I did Google that.
Amazing. Wow. Well, you fooled a lot of people. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Thank you.
Are we going to see you in any like big TV shows or movies coming up since you're an actor?
Keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open.
That Ferrari's coming one day.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
I was so close to going the other way on that one. So close.
You'd be glad you did. Yeah.
What?
Aren't you glad you did?
Yeah, because I finally got one right. Somebody texted, so no Ferrari? No Ferrari. He said he is a penniless actor.
We actually drove him home yesterday.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.